So what did you know about Las Vegas when you moved here in the 70s?
Nothing.
About the history of it or anything?
Well, only the one time when I visited, I mean, a few years before then, and we went to this property in Utah, and there was a strip, and, you know, I thought it was awful. I wouldn't even set foot in hotels in the first couple of years. I never saw Elvis. No, I thought it was just awful. I thought it was terrible. I hated it. It would depress me. I would get into a hotel or a casino. I found it so depressing. Mm-hmm. It was artificial, you know. And both Michael and I came with a healthy dose of European snobbery about America, and, you know, and there was over there. Not now. Now the young people think everything in America is so hip and so wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, this is almost 40 years ago. So back then, no, it was the ugly American, and, you know, Americans were uncouth, or they weren't sophisticated, or whatever they were. And, you know, here was the casino and all that very artificial environment. And we were both definitely snobs about it. Me probably more, because I had that in me from birth, but and Michael a little bit. But we also loved the freedom that Las Vegas gave us. A brand new, it was such an adventure, such an outpost, such a, no tradition, no history, no limits, really. You could do whatever you wanted here. There's a lot of freedom in that as well.